ओम नमः शिवाय डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ shivam.org द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज न्याय स्पिरिचुअल डिस्कोर्स इन दिस यू आर अबाउट टू लिसन पदकृतिया प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री रामकृष्ण थैंक यू ओम नमः शिवाय
श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम निधाय हृदि विश्वेशम विधाय गुरुवंदनम बालानां सुखबोधाय क्रियते तर्क संग्रह अन्वय मात्र व्याप्तिकम केवल केवलान्वयी यथा घटो विधेयः प्रमेयत्वात् पटवत् अत्र प्रमेयत्वाभिधेयत्वयोः व्यतिरेक व्याप्तिर नास्ति सर्वस्यापि प्रमेयत्वात् अविधेयत्वाच्च सो इन दि कंकॉमिटेंस वी सॉ डायरेक्ट एंड इनडायरेक्ट कंकॉमिटेंस नाउ वी सी दि डायरेक्ट कंकॉमिटेंस व्हाट इज दिस वेयर देयर इज नो पॉसिबिलिटी ऑफ दि व्यतिरेक इनडायरेक्ट इनवर्स कंकॉमिटेंस दट इज कॉल्ड अन्वय व्याप्ति केवलान्वयी केवलान्वयिनो लक्षणम् आह अन्वयेति अन्वयेन एव व्याप्ति यस्मिन् सतता इति ओनली थ्रू डायरेक्ट कंकॉमिटेंस वेर यू कैन गेन दि नॉलेज दट इज कॉल्ड केवल अन्वयी प्रमेयत्व विधेयत्वयोः व्यतिरेक व्याप्ति निराकरोति अत्रैव अत्रैव मीन्स हियर इन दिस एग्जाम्पल एग्जाम्पल ऑफ प्रमेयत्व अंड अभिधेयत्व प्रमेयत्व मीन्स दट विच हेज दि ऑब्जेक्टनेस अभिधेयत्व मीन्स दट विच इज हैविंग अ नेम सो दि नेमिंग अंड दि ऑब्जेक्ट दे कैनॉट एग्जिस्ट विदउट ईच अदर सो अभिधेयत्व साध्यक अनुमान इत्यर्थः अत्र मीन्स अभिधेयत्व साध्यक अनुमाने इन अ प्लेस वेर यू आर प्रूविंग दि अभिधेय घटो अस अभिधेय अभिधेय मीन्स इट कैन बी नेम्ड बिकॉज प्रमेयत्व इट इज एन ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ नॉलेज पटवत लाइक दि क्लोथ इन दिस सिलोगिज्म वी सी कुतः तन्निषेधो अतः तत्र हेतुमः हाउ डू यू से that the inverse or the indirect concomitance is not possible here. How do you say that? If you say padartha matrasi ityartha sarvasya means in all the padartha among all the substances, this is the state wherever something has a name, it is something which is known. Where something is known, it has to be named. It has to have a name. There is no other way. Therefore, tathacha sakala pada abhidhiyatvasya ishvara prama vishayatvasya cha atyanta abhava apratiyogitva rupa kevala anvayitvena tad abhava aprasiddhya tad ghatita vyatireka vyaptir na sambhavati eva iti bhavah. So, this is what the explanation is. तथा च दट इज सकल पद अभिधेयत्वस्य वॉट एवर यू आर पॉइंटिंग आउट थ्रू अ नेम दट इज दट इज नेम्ड लाइक दट अ पॉट इज नेम्ड अस पॉट बिकॉज दट इज वॉट ईश्वर डिसाइडेड इट टू बी नेम्ड दट इज हाउ ईश्वर वॉन्टेड इट टू बी नेम्ड Therefore, for the Ishvara's knowledge, prama vishyatvasya cha atyanta abhava apratiyogitva rupa. So, the pot and the name. See, you cannot say everything, whatever has a name has a object. Whatever has an object has a name. That cannot be said like that. If you raise this opposition, because there is something called X2Y3. There is this X2Y3 which is some planet in some far off universe. Some place, some corner. X2Y3, they name the planets like this. So, there is some planet H1BS2. It is not a visa. It is not visa. It is some virus, name of some virus. They name the virus like that. Funny names. So, I don't know. When I say H1BS2, you might not know. But Ishvara knows because Ishvara is the one who named that virus as that. So, for him, there is no apratiyogi. meaning it is apratyogi, meaning it is not an object of absence. It is not a vessel of absence. Pratyogi is vessel of absence. It is not a vessel of absence. Which is atyanta abhava aprati atyanta abhava apratyogitva. Atyanta abhava means that which is not a vessel of absence, eternal absence. Atyanta abhava, eternal absence, with that which is not an vessel of eternal absence, that rupa kevala anvayitvena, since this is in this form, kevala anvayi, that is, it exists, that exists, and they cannot be understood in a different way. Therefore, tadabhava aprasiddhya, its absence is not famous, not known to everyone. Therefore, tadghatita vyatireka vyaptir na sambhavati. Therefore, you cannot name something which has this quality. It is abhideya, but it is not a prameya. It is a prameya, but it is not an abhideya. In this way, you cannot point out to anything. But the moment I say mare's horn, I have an objectification. I don't see nothing. I see something. I visualize. Okay, I understand what you mean. It becomes a vikalpa. It is to the word, you understand the object, but there can be no transaction. That is a different issue. There can be no transaction, but you understand there is a object. There is a meaning to this word. So that is what we are defining here. Vyatireka matra vyaptikam kevala vyatireki. The third kind of vyapti is vyatireka matra vyaptikam kevala vyatireki. Only through the inverse, indirect method, indirect concomitance you can understand. Which is यथा पृथ्वी इतरेभ्यो विद्यते गंधवत्वात् यदि इतरेभ्यो न विद्यते न तद्गंधवत् यथा जलम् न च इयम् तथा तस्मात् न तथा इति अत्र यद् गंधवत् तद् इतर भिन्नम् इति अन्वय दृष्टान्तो नास्ति पृथ्वी मात्रस्य पक्षत्वात्. सो हियर ही सेज यदि इतरेभ्यो विद्यते दैट विच इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम द अदर्स. That which is different from the others. Yet itrebhyo vidyate. Prithvi itrebhyo vidyate. Prithvi differs from others. Other elements. Because it is one which is. It is the only element which has smell. And yet itrebhyo na vidyate. That which is not different from the others. Other elements. Is not that which is having a smell. Only that which differs from other elements has smell. That which does not differ from other element does not have this quality of smell, like water. So you cannot understand it through the direct example, because only in prithvi, only in the earth, the quality of smell exists. So you cannot have the direct concomitance here. Kevala vyatireki, vyatirekino lakshanamaha, for this kevala vyatireki, for this only indirect concomitants for this, this is the example. Vyatirekena eva vyapti yaspin tathatha. So where there is only indirect concomitants is the possibility, that is called kevala vyatireki. Anvya vyatirekini అతి వ్యాప్తి వారణయ మాత్ర ఇది మాత్ర వ్యతిరేక మాత్ర. ఇట్ ఇస్ యూస్డ్ సో దట్ యూ డోంట్ టేక్ ఇన్ ది అన్వయ ఆల్సో. దర్ ఇస్ అ పాసిబిలిటీ ఆఫ్ అన్వయ ఆల్సో, అన్వయ వ్యాప్తి. సో టు నెగేట్ దట్ హీ సేస్ మాత్ర నచ ఇయం తథా ఇతి ఇయం పృథివీ. ఇయం మీన్స్ సీ దట్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇన్ దట్ ది నిగమన వాక్య ఉపనయ వాక్య హీ సేస్ ఇయం పృథివీ న తథా తస్మాత్ న తథా నచ ఇయం తథా తస్మాత్ న తథా. ది ఉపనయ నిగమన బోత్ దీస్ వాక్యాస్ ఈస్ బ్రింగింగ్ ఇయం. ఇయం మీన్స్ దిస్ ఎర్త్. న తథా న గంధాభావతి ఇత్యర్థ. ఇస్ నాట్ దట్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ అన్ అబ్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ స్మెల్, ది క్వాలిటీ ఆఫ్ స్మెల్. దేర్ఫోర్ తస్మాత్ తథా ది నిగమన. Ganda abhavatva abhavat, since it has the absence of smell. Absence of smell means non-existence of smell. Absence of non-existence of or absence of smell means existence of smell, which is there in the prithvi. Prithvi is that which has gandhavatvam. Therefore, iti itra veda abhavati na ityartha. It is not that which is which does not have itra bheda abhavati. Itra bheda means it differs from others. Bheda abhava means it does not differ from others. So prithvi is not that does not differ from others. Then na it is not, simple thing he could have said directly, but he wants to give you the taste of tarka, taste of logic. So he says ganda abhava vatva abhavat. Ganda abhavatva abhavat. Abhavatva abhavat. Absence of ganda. So one, two, second taste is here. Itara bheda abhavati na ityartha. Itara other prithvi. The other elements other than prithvi. Abhavati, absence of other elements. Na, absence of that. Absence of other elements. Again. So, iti, itara, nanu, atra kimiti na anve vetire vyaptir iti ashankya pariharati. No, why cannot one present it through the direct concomitants? Why does it not exist? If you say that, he explains it. Itara bheda sadhaka anumana ityartha idam upalakshanam. It is in this itara bhedaka sadha anumane, in this place where we use this syllogism to differentiate it from others, this syllogism, the direct concomitance is not possible. Therefore, like he is giving other examples also. This idam upalakshanam, this is just a pointer. There are other examples similar to this. What is that? Jeevat shariram satmakam pranadi matvat yen naivam tan naivam yatha ghataha. So this is another example to prove only through indirect concomitance. So, jivat shariram, living being, satmakam, has atma, pranadi matvat, since it has the vital air. Living being has atma, since it has the vital air. Yen naivam tan naivam, that which does not have this, is not like that. Meaning, that which does not have the prana, the vital air, does not have the atma in it. Like, yatha ghataha, like pot. Pot does not have the vital air, so it is not a living being. It does not have an atma. So, that which does not have a vital air, that it does not have the atma. Yen naivam tan naivam. So, like that. Pratyakshadikam pramanam iti vyavahartavyam pramakaranatvat yen naivam tan naivam yatha pratyakshadi abhasaha. Pratyakshadikam. Pratyaksha anumana upamana shadda. These you have to accept as pramana. In this way you have to do transaction. This is how you have to understand. Why? Because pramakaranatvat, these are pratyaksha, etc., are instrument to the knowledge. To the knowledge of pratyaksha, etc. Ennayam tanyam, which is not an instrument of knowledge, is not a pramakarana. It's not a pramana. That which is not an instrument of knowledge, is not a pramana. Like yatha pratyakshadi abhasah, like the wrong logic, illogic, wrong conclusions. So that is another example. Vivadaspadam, the third example is vivadaspadam. This is another term which we will be seeing in all the places. Vivadaspadam, even in panchadashi when you give logic, he'll bring this term. Vivadaspadam. Vivadaspadam means the topic of discussion, the point of the trouble, where there is opposition. So the point of discussion is this akasham iti vyavahartavyam. Whatever we have taken as the point of discussion, that you have to understand as akasha. That you have to say, explain or transact in the world as akasha. Why? Shabdavatvat. It has the guna shabda. Shabda gunakam akasham. Yennaivam tannaivam yathagatha. That which does not have the shabda as the guna is not akasha. That which does not have shabda as its guna is not akasha. Like pot. Pot does not have shabda as guna. Therefore, it cannot be akasha. Therefore, ityadikamapi kevala vitriki iti drishtavim. Here also, you can understand these things only through the kevala vitriki, indirect concomitance. There is no direct concomitance possible. Atma, that is why Vedantins accept only the indirect concomitance. When you talk about Atma, what is Atma? Atma is Sarvavyapi, Sarvajnaha, Sarvashaktimata. How do you prove it? Atma is Sarvashaktimata, Atmatvata, Yennaivam Tannaivam. Which does not have this, is not like that. Atma is Sarvavyapi. There is no other example possible. Like space, not possible. Space exists in the part of Atma. Space is also created. Atmana Akasha Sambhuta. So there is no similarity possible between Atma and any other thing. Therefore, Kevala Vetireki is the only method through which you can understand, you can explain Atma in the Vedanta Shastra. Therefore, you have to understand this Kevala Vetireki thoroughly. Sandigdha sadhyavan pakshaha yatha dhumatve heto parvatah. So where there is a doubt, that the doubt that which you want to prove there, that is called paksha, like the hill where there is doubt exists of the sadhya. So atra prithvi matrasya pakshatvad ityatra kim nama paksha iti pakshata iti apekshayam tam nirvakti. So atra prithvi matra pakshatvad. So in the previous example he said prithvi is the only place where the gandhavatva exists. Prithvi is the only place where the gandhavatva, the smellness exists. There is no other place where the smellness exists. So he says there this word is used pakshatvat, only in that paksha, in that place it exists. Meaning, what is this paksha? To explain that he says tam sandigdha sadhivan, there is a doubt of the sadhya, that is called paksha. So sa pakshavarnaya sandigdheti sadhivarnaya sadhivaniti. So paksha, what is paksha? Sadhyavan pakshaha, that which has sadhya. If I say sadhyavan pakshaha as the definition, not saying sandigdha, then it will also include sapaksha, ativyapti. You will have this ativyapti dosha. You wanted to define paksha, you also started defining sapaksha, because there also this sadhyavan exists, it also has sadhya. Therefore, to remove that sandigdha, you add. Okay, sandigdha pakshaha, sandigdha pakshaha, where there is point of opposition, that is paksha. You don't use sadhivan. Then you have sadhya itself. So there, to remove that sadhivan, sandigdha sadhivan pakshaha. So the example is dhumavatve heto. In the example, in the syllogism of dhuma, the smoke, parvata, the hill, mountain is the paksha. Nishchita sadhyavan sa paksha yathata traiva mahanasam. Nishchita sadhyavan, where definite existence of the sadhya, that which you want to prove exists, that is sapaksha. Like in the same syllogism, the kitchen, where in kitchen the fire definitely exists. Wherever there is smoke, there is fire. In kitchen it definitely exists. That is called sapaksha. నిశ్చితైతి. పక్షి అతి వ్యాప్తివారణాయ నిశ్చితైతి. సాధ్యవారణాయ సాధ్యవాన్ ఇది. సో నిశ్చిత సాధ్యవాన్, సాధ్యవాన్ ఇఫ్ యు సే ఇట్ విల్ గో టు పక్ష. సో యూ హ్యావ్ టు యూస్ నిశ్చిత. నిశ్చిత ఓన్లీ ఇఫ్ యు సే దెన్ ఇట్ విల్ గో టు సాధ్య. సో యూ సే సాధ్యవాన్, దట్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ సాధ్య.